News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The National Works Agency, NWA, is embarking on an $88 million road rehabilitation project along the Essex Hall to Burnt Shop Roadway in St. Andrew. Acting Communication and Customer Services Manager at the NWA, Janelle Ricketts, says this involves the rehabilitation of 3.6 kilometers of roadway.
And it involves significant drainage improvement, the repairs to breakaways which existed along the corridor, as well as the construction of gabion retaining walls and other retaining structures, and also the asphalting of the roadway. We've covered significant ground since we started in April. We have covered the groundwork in terms of the retaining walls and the drainage devices. We have filled and reshaped the area, and we are now focused on asphalting of the roadway.
The project, which got underway in April, is expected to be completed by October. It is being executed through the Government of Jamaica's Major Infrastructure Development Program, MIDP, by local contractor Alcar Construction. The mobility of officers at the management level of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, has been strengthened following the assignment of 24 new vehicles to area and shift commanders. Minister of National Security Robert Montague says the move forms part of efforts to ensure improved service to communities by members of the constabulary.
The shift commander will now be able to go out into the various communities to visit the various police stations. And he or she does not have to just depend on the radio or on the telephone, but they can turn up at the stations and do their checks. The duty commander for the area will also be able to turn up in any of the divisions to do the checks and to enhance the management. And that will translate into better policing for every citizen of Jamaica.
The National Security Minister was speaking at the handover ceremony for four of the 24 vehicles to the Area 2 Police Division in Pompano Bay, St. Mary recently. The 19 police divisions at five areas will each receive a new vehicle. The Ministry of Justice is encouraging eligible persons to apply to have their criminal records expunged. Expungement, which is executed under the 1988 Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Act, allows for crimes such as simple larceny, malicious destruction of property, possession or dealing in ganja, and forging of documents to be removed from a person's record after a specified period of rehabilitation. In a recent press release, the ministry outlined that 245 persons have had their criminal records expunged for the period April to June 2017, with a total of 570 records expunged since the start of 2017. The release adds that having convictions removed from a person's criminal records can increase an individual's earning capacity, as employment in industries such as education, tourism, security, and transportation require a copy of a clean police record from their employees. The process is also beneficial for persons interested in migrating or working overseas. Persons may begin the process by visiting the customer service section of the Ministry of Justice or by downloading the application form from the website moj.gov.jm. And the Ministry of Health is conducting training sessions with medical practitioners as part of efforts to bolster the medicinal marijuana industry. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says 39 physicians, 22 pharmacists, two scientific researchers and 17 National Council on Drug Abuse NCDA staff members have been trained to date.
And how it is to be prescribed to treat what particular condition. I remember it's a new industry where medical marijuana is now becoming a more frequent prescription to deal with certain conditions. And because it is new, like any other new condition and solution to that condition, the doctors would have to be oriented towards understanding and knowing when to use or to prescribe. So the training is intended to give that type of orientation.
Two training workshops were held in July and another is slated to occur in October. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.